What's the deal, Pippins? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug it low down.
Silver Will.
Happy Friday, Hug.
All right, and J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Yeah, okay. Normally, on a Friday, I would say T-G-I-F-T-J-M-S.
Mm-hmm.
But after watching last night's NBA Finals between the Heat and Spurs, T-G-I-F-T-J-M-S has a whole new meaning this morning.
Oh.
Yep, the game is fixed. Tom Jinx Miami, son. But never mind me. Let's tilt, tuck, and tighten these contenders quicker than you can say hip-hop absolutely. Say what? Contender number one, Tom Joyner.
I knew it.
The jaundiced jinx is back, and he's proud to be that beige cloud that hovers over the heads of any winning team. Sybil, what's the saying? If you can't stand the Heat, put Tom on the bandwagon.
There you go.
The Spurs beat the Heat last night 92-88. Tony Parker played like Peter Parker. Now, Miami better make some adjustments and put Chris Brown or Drake on Tony Parker. I mean, how in the hell did he let Tim Duncan score 20 points and grab 14 rebounds with 4 assists and 3 block shots? Hell, the only thing he didn't do last night is get a divorce. Tim Duncan is like the John McCain of basketball, and he's still hooping. Hell, he's been around longer than the NBA logo. Contender number two, Indiana Pacers Lance Stephenson. Now, according to TMZ, after the Pacers lost Game 7 to Miami Heat beginning of the week, Lance took his band to make him dance to the King of Diamonds strip club and supposedly spent $1,100. Balling nuts! You can't go to the King of Diamonds with $1,100. That's like Stedman trying to play Oprah's light bill. That ain't even a drizzle. These rappers are making it rain so much, some of these strippers are spoiled. They don't even make it clap for less than $1,200. For $1,100, he may get a one-cheek bounce.
One cheek.
He should have took that $1,100 on down to the ATL and gave it to contender number three, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Kenya Moore.
Yeah.
Because she was supposedly $800 short on her May rent, and her landlord is about to evict her. Now, I don't know why Kenya Moore is ever behind on anything with that behind. You better use what she got to stay in her spot, like I said. Now, if Lance was smart, he could have gave Don with the Wind 8 Benjamins and still had 300. You heard me, 300. And a lifetime of lap dances, or Aletha Musgrove. Contender number four, Jermaine Jackson. Jermaine is out of his Jermaine. He's been on a resort calling it Jermaine after his son, and he still owes your money to him and his brother's baby mother. He needs to change the name to the resort to the R&B Raising That Resort. Contender number four, Charlie Sheen. Now, I saw in the movie trailer of Machete, Charlie Sheen has changed his name to Carlos Estevez, which means he's now an Obamacito. Contender number five, Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
Now, Michael Douglas is on the list not because of throat cancer, obviously, but how he said he got throat cancer from performing oral examinations. Now, men worldwide are refusing to go Dizzy Gillespie downtown. Even Russian President Vladimir Putin and his wife announced their divorce on TV. Now, you know it's bad when you have the Russian. Because of this story. People are proceeding with caution and looking both ways before they crossing the street downtown. This gives a whole new meaning to blessing your food, Jay. Mindy Crandall, you are the Bama of the week. Y'all don't know who she is.
Who's that?
That's the lady who let the 84-year-old lady, Gloria McKenzie, line in public and buy the winning Powerball ticket.
Yes.
Good Samaritan,
nice.
Now you're good and broke. No old people from now on is getting in front of me, Tom. No. One was in front of me in front of the grocery store yesterday. I said, hell no, you might win. June 15th, Lincoln Theater, George Wallace, Chris Ball.